birdies are those little 2-inch lights we talked about, and they actually don't have a three round pin plug like the other lights. They have a little connector which is actually an XLR connector coming out of them. And what you get is you get an extension lead that goes from that XLR to another XLR connector, and that runs into the back of the birdies. So the birdies, you might want to get them all out in your little corner before you position them to make sure they all work, but they all go about a meter away from each other along the sides of the stage, and then are angled up towards the performers, so you just have to angle them so they're kind of illuminating the performers from the edges of the stage. But before you do that, you want to test that they work. So they have XLR connectors coming out of them, and then each of those birdies is part of a group of four. So there are 20 birdies in all, and that's five sets of four birdies. And each set of four birdies will run into a power unit. So what it is those XLR connectors covering out the birdies run into an XLR extension lead, so just a kind of 1 meter, maybe half a meter, 1 meter XLR lead that goes from an XLR male connector to an XLR female connector, or the other way around, I can't remember which is. And that then connects to something called a spider, which is something that has four XLR connections that runs into another connector called a speakon connector, which is another one that's traditionally used with large speakers. So your XLR connectors from your birdies each run into an extension lead and then into a spider, and each spider has four birdies connectors, four XLR connectors that go into one speakon cable, and that speakon connector then plugs into a female-to-female adapter, which then plugs into another speakon connector that runs out from a power distributor, which is a round, kind of looks a bit like a gas canister or something, but it's a round, kind of cylindrical transformer that takes the full power supply from the dimmer units and distributes it to four different birdies. So some of those cylindrical units will have two speakon outputs, which means it can then actually power that one unit can power eight birdies, which is fine if you want all eight to be run off the same channel. If you want some birdies on different channels, you'll need to use a separate transformer. But I think they usually provide four or five of those transformers, so you can have one transformer for four lights, four birdies. So, as I say, working from the light itself, the luminaire itself, backwards, you've got these birdie parkans, the 2-inch wide parkans, which have an XLR connector. And four of those will... each of those plugs into an XLR extension lead that's about a meter long, and then those four of those birdies can then be plugged into a spider, which is the XLR to speakon connector. If you don't know what a speakon connector is, look it up on Google. It's standard for speakers. That's why we call it speakon. Speakon is actually the brand. There is actually another name for them, but speakon is easy enough to use. And that speakon connector runs into a speakon connector from these transformer units, which are these cylindrical heavy things, and then from that transformer unit you'll find that there's a again one of these three rounded pin plugs, and that plugs into a converter. Again, you might need another extension lead for these because they might not be long enough, but that plugs into a converter, which then plugs it into a square socket, the ones I mentioned before, which are a bit like kettle leads, or but a little bit different, a bit like the ones that you have for computers. And that then plugs into a dimmer control unit channel. So that's basically the same setup then from there. So you then have to plug that dimmer unit into one of the other dimmer units, either the ones from the floor standing large power cans or from the floodlight dimmer units. So you've got XLRs, as I said before, daisy chaining through all of them. You also need to have a power connector, so again you need a converter that plugs from the standard plug socket for the dimmer unit into a rounded connector that goes then into a rounded cable connector, which is the main power cables that then run up towards the main power output box, which is the one we talked about at the very beginning. Okay, so that's how to power up all of those lights. We now need to go through the actual control mechanisms and how you switch each individual light on. So hopefully now you've plugged in all your floodlights, your parkans, your birdies into a dimmer unit, and then from the dimmer unit they're all connected to each other through XLR cabling and to your lighting control desk, which has sliders on it. And also you've got power going to each of those dimmer units from, so there's four dimmer units, from the main power box, the front of the main power box. And we'll now talk about powering everything up and controlling it all.